Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from Kingsland Point County Park in Sleepy Hollow, Westchester Talk Radio presents the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society Westchester and Hudson Valley's chapters Light the Night, the 2017 edition. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with my partner, the Mixmaster, Matty the K, Matt K, and our engineer. Just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelips Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds,
who, incidentally, Jim, is providing the power tonight for Westchester Talk Radio.
Yes, and we want to thank them for that. And also J.P. McHale Pest Management and Northeast Environmental. Remember, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk. And you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, this is indeed the 27th edition of Light the Night. And for those of you who are listening right now and you want to stop by, there's plenty of time to do so if you haven't registered. And if you are planning to arrive and you need to register, just visit the registration tent here at the park. And that's where you can drop off additional donations as well. And every registered participant, by the way, will get a Light the Night lantern this year to be part of the new opening ceremony this year. And so please be sure you do register. And again, just to talk a little bit about just what Light the Night really is, and for those of you who may not be familiar with the mission statement, it's very simple. The mission of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is to cure leukemia, lymphoma, Hodgkin's disease, and myeloma, while improving the quality of life of patients and their families. It's a wonderful mission statement. And it's in that spirit, and with that in mind, I'm pleased to have us as our very first guest tonight. It's Dr. Lou Gennaro, is that right?
DeGennaro.
Right. And he is the CEO of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Westchester and Hudson Valley chapter. Good to have you.
Glad to be here, Jim. Thanks very much.
3 years now you've been the CEO?
I've been the CEO of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society for 3 years now. Actually been with the organization for 12 years.
Well, tell us about the work that you've been doing. Obviously, it's a wonderful organization with events like these, yes, raising millions of dollars all across the country, not just here in the local chapter, but talk about some of the work you're doing right now.
Mm-hmm. So the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society was founded nearly 70 years ago by a father and mother who lost their 16-year-old son to leukemia. They had they set out a very simple course for the organization: raise funds, support research, find a cure. And for 70 years, we've been true to that. The Light the Night walks, we do these in 200 locations around the country. The Westchester walk is one of the biggest and one of the best. We will raise tens of millions of dollars across the country and put that money to work directly into finding cures for blood cancers. As you said, leukemia, lymphoma, multiple myeloma. I'll tell you why it's important. Taken together, these cancers are the third largest cancer killer in the United States, and we want to do something about it.
How much money do you expect to raise from this particular event tonight?
We expect to raise about $1 million tonight. And as I said, with 200 walks around the country, last year as an organization, we raised about $300 million.
That's great.
And we put it to work in research, in services to patients, support groups, financial aid for patients, education programs for patients.
Now, since the last walk that we had, and I actually did this a year ago, though,
yes,
I'm very fortunate I've been able to do this roughly about 10 years with a couple of friends of mine who we hope to be speaking to later. One of them is actually a cancer survivor. And how many walkers do you expect for this particular one tonight?
I think this evening we're estimating about 5,000 walkers.
That's a lot.
To come. And it's what a beautiful venue here in the park in Sleepy Hollow. It's quite unique, and lots of things. There's a kid zone for kids, games for kids. There are things for adults. Obviously, this is a family-focused event, and it really gives us a chance to celebrate cancer survivors and their supporters, and to recognize and remember those who have been lost to cancer as well.
And I understand since the last walk that we had, I guess there's been some developments in terms of the treatment side. There have been some breakthroughs, I understand, that have come through. That's really encouraging.
Jim, this year alone, the FDA has already approved 11 new therapies to treat the blood cancers. 11. It's really remarkable. Let me tell you about one that I'm really excited about. It's called CAR T therapy. How do I describe this to you? It's Star Wars medicine. What we've been able to do is repurpose a deadly disease virus. We've been able to repurpose the AIDS virus to do good. Today, physicians take a crippled version of the AIDS virus and use it to reprogram a patient's own immune system so that their own immune system, their own bodily defenses, find and attack and eliminate the cancer.
That's remarkable.
This treatment is doing wonders for leukemia and lymphoma patients. And I'll tell you what really excites me, it's now being tested for breast cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer, ovarian cancer. The work we're doing in the blood cancers is paying benefit now across many, many forms of cancer, including those I've just mentioned.
Well, again, while the end game is to find a cure, and let's not lose sight of that, but I mean, this is very encouraging, Lou, because what it does is going to help extend the life of the patient that has been suffering from this.
Yes. The treatments we're developing today are not extending lives by days or weeks. They're extending lives by years, in some cases, decades. Let me give you another example. Chronic myeloid leukemia. If a patient was diagnosed in the year 2000, their physician, their oncologist, would have told them they have 3 years to live. A patient diagnosed with chronic myeloid leukemia today, their physician hands them a prescription. They go to the pharmacy, they fill that prescription, they treat themselves at home with 2 pills a day, their cancer is in remission, they lead a long, healthy, and productive life. How's that for progress?
Absolute miracle today. I mean, just how far we've come, I mean, since the organization started, and now we're hearing about these breakthroughs. I mean, we're getting there, Lou. I mean, it's step by step, but this is a great start.
Yes. I've been a researcher looking to battle cancer for 30 years. I've never been as hopeful as I am today about cures coming.
I would think that speaks to the volume of the money you're getting from all the donations.
Yes.
It really seems to be paying off, I think, with these treatments.
Yeah, let's be clear, Jim. There's still plenty of work to do.
Yes, absolutely.
A very deadly leukemia called acute myeloid leukemia. It's now the most frequently diagnosed leukemia in adults around the United States, about 25,000 new cases a year. The treatments that are currently available are 30 years old, and they don't work well. We have set a target for ourselves to beat that disease. We call it Beat AML, and we're running a clinical trial right now testing 7 new drugs to see if we can find something that's going to change the history, change the path for AML patients in the near future.
So somebody that might be diagnosed with any of these cancers the first time around, I mean, it's not a death sentence now. I mean,
that's right.
There is hope to extend your life through these treatments until we can find that cure, hopefully.
That's right. And if there happen to be patients or caregivers listening, I would encourage them to contact the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. We have free educational material. We can help guide them to the right treatment, to the right physician for a second opinion, to the right treatment center. We can guide them to a clinical trial if that's the best option for them. I'd encourage them to contact the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. They can go to our website, www.lls.org.
Now, what about, I want to ask you, though, about cost. Is that where the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society helps the patient in that situation?
We can help patients. We have a travel assistance program where if patients are having difficulty getting to their treatments, we can assist with that. For some patients, we have an insurance copay program where we can help offset the cost of copays, Medicare Part B and Medicare Part D, and other insurance costs for certain needy patients. Absolutely.
Okay, if anybody is listening to this, Lou, and they want more information about the society, where can they contact you?
Yeah, the best place, go to our website, lls.org, lls.org.
All right, Dr. Lou DeGennaro, right? CEO of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. 3 years you've been with them, and best of luck to you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Good Dr. Lou DeGennaro with us. Again, the CEO of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Westchester and the Hudson Valley chapter. If you just tuned in, well, we're in for a very fun evening here on this cool Saturday night. It's the 27th edition of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Westchester and Hudson Valley chapter's Light the Night. Hundreds of walkers expected. Should be a fun night. My name is Jim Cleefield. We're going to step aside for just a moment to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about 4 decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live on a cool, crisp Saturday evening here at Kingsland Point County Park here in Sleepy Hollow. We're here for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Westchester and Hudson Valley Chapters 2017 Light the Night. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with my partner, the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our engineer. We want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Duretti Reynolds, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Remember, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, I'm pleased to have with us three very fine volunteers with us tonight helping with this walk. To my immediate right is Jada Melendez. To her right is Kayla Grant. And to her right is Danielle Velez. Good to have you three with us tonight.
Thank you for having us.
All right, let's start with you, Jada. You said this is your first time volunteering, yes?
Yes, it was.
What do you like most about volunteering tonight since this is your first time out?
Mostly I like the kids' table. I love how they get to do arts and crafts with the kids today. It's very inspiring to me.
Yeah. And how did you get interested in wanting to do this tonight?
I've been doing over 480 volunteer hours, and this was one thing that I happened to come upon, and I decided, hey, why not?
Oh, so what did you do prior to this walk tonight? Can you explain some of it?
Can I explain?
Yeah, but what else have you done volunteering?
I have also done a Move for Hunger walk, collecting over 5,000 food items.
Okay. And Kayla, this is your first time helping as well?
Yes.
Now, what are your impressions of helping here the first time with this walk and being here at this wonderful park?
I'm actually here for all those pediatric patients and just make letting them know that I'm praying for them.
You are. Yeah. And how about you, Danielle? Your first time, or have you done this before?
Well, this is actually my second time here at the Leukemia Lymphoma Light the Night Walk. The first time I wasn't a volunteer, I actually walked the walk, so it's a lot different to be on the other side helping out and volunteering.
Yeah. Well, guys, we're expecting hundreds of people to come out to this walk tonight, so Danielle, maybe you can speak to this. Being able to help with an event like this for a wonderful cause, to find a cure for blood cancer, I mean, that's what this is all about, right?
Yeah, I mean, this cause is very close to my heart because I know multiple family members that have passed from this, so coming here and volunteering is making me very happy, and they know that I'm praying for them always.
Yeah, I'm just looking around. I mean, we have so many different booths. I don't know how many volunteers we have, but quite a few people trying to help with it, put on such a wonderful event like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's so nice to come here and see how many people come out. Like, over by the Kids Center where we're spending our time, there's a whole college lacrosse team helping out. So that's fun, too. I definitely want to do that when I go to college.
Okay. Kayla, have you volunteered at other events prior to this tonight?
Yes, I've done City Meals, and also I've done the Suicide Walk.
Yeah? And how does that compare to the experience you have here with this particular event?
Because I get to volunteer more and I get to help people.
Yeah. What do you love most about volunteering just in general?
Meeting new people and having a blast.
And I'm sure making new friends along the way?
Yes.
And how about you, Jada? I mean, what do you love most about volunteering at events like this?
Personally, I love the cause that comes behind it and how much we're able to do for everyone who has struggled.
Yeah, and I mean, they're hoping to raise quite a bit of money. I mean, this is one of many fundraisers they have all year round. So specifically, so you each have a different function in helping out tonight, Danielle?
Well, we're all working together at the kids' table. We're pretty much just putting our time in together and spending time together while helping kids come have fun while supporting a great cause.
All right, well, we appreciate having all three of you on. I hope you have a wonderful time doing this tonight.
Thank you so much for having us.
All right, again, we've been speaking with three volunteers. Again, they are Jada Melendez, Kayla Grant, and Danielle Velez helping out at this walk here, the Leukemia Lymphoma Society's Westchester Hudson Valley Chapter for Light the Night, the 2017 edition. I'm Jim Cleefield, and we're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this word of interest.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
We're back. Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live on a crisp, cool Saturday evening here at Kingsland Point County Park in Sleepy Hollow. We're here for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Westchester and Lower Hudson Valley Chapters 2017 Light the Night. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K. McCann, our engineer. I want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Duretti Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental.
Where it's worth the art, Jim.
You got it right, Maddie. And just a reminder, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my next guest, I'm very pleased to have her with us. She's a great friend of mine. She and I have actually done this walk for, I guess, about maybe 10 years now, I would say, and she and I also have worked in local radio in Westchester. I'm so pleased to have us with us tonight, Cheryl Sincotta.
Hi,
Cheryl,
Jim.
Good to see you.
Hi, Jim. It's really great to see you. I'm so happy to be here.
And we're really happy to have you.
Yeah.
Well, Cheryl, you and I and a friend of yours, who we hope to speak to a little bit later, her name is Rita Polsoni. She's a cancer survivor. You and I have done this walk dating back to the days at Playland.
Yeah, I remember
just a
that.
Fun experience, isn't it?
It was very fun. Playland was amazing. It was right on the boardwalk. But this park, Kingsland Point Park, is amazing. It's so beautiful, the lighthouse scenery and everything. It's really nice to be here.
Yeah, we should point out, for those of you who just tuned in, this is the second year that Kingsland Point Park has hosted this. It moved here last year because I believe what happened was that after all the years of playing, I guess they decided to move it here because they couldn't continue it at Playland. But I must say, it's a wonderful location, being right along the Hudson River. It's just spectacular, Cheryl.
Yes, it's very, very beautiful. And especially since it's the autumn, you have all the leaves falling, and the scenery is just amazing. And it's such a great cause to have this in this time of year because you can appreciate the beautiful scenery.
Yeah, so a lot of those years, I remember we did it. It wasn't as cold as this, though. I think maybe back in September they used to do the walks. But tell us about what inspired you to actually do this walk when you started.
Well, I was inspired to participate in Light the Night Walk because of our good friend Rita Polsoni. She worked with us at the radio station, WFAS Radio. You know, we were all a big family there. And, you know, when Rita was diagnosed many years ago, it hit us all really hard. And luckily, you know, she's been in remission over 5 years, and that's a really good sign. So every year we come here to support our friend Rita and to walk with her, because not only did she face this challenge, but Rita is blind, and so she depends on a seeing eye dog. So, you know, it's nice to be here with her to guide her and to support her and to let her know that her friends love her and we're here to celebrate her health and happiness.
Yeah, and really, Cheryl, we've been getting some really good news since the last time you and I have done this walk, that there's been some breakthroughs in many, many treatments.
Yes.
We just talked to Dr. Luigi Gennaro. I think at least 11 treatments, I think, have come out on the open. And what it does, it will certainly help extend the life of these patients and give them some hope.
Definitely.
Yes, they haven't found a cure yet. We understand that.
Yeah.
But it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, I believe a lot of therapies have come out. One in particular, immunotherapy, where they don't use chemo or radiation. They actually use your own immune system to target the cancer cells in your body, but leave your healthy cells alone. It's a very expensive therapy, but it's been known to save lives, even pediatric patients where they're in remission, where they had some of the most rarest forms of blood cancer. So it's definitely come a long way in research and therapies and how patients are coping with this disease. And you know, I've known a lot of people that have suffered from this disease and are in remission, and some that did not make it. So it's good news to hear that some research has come out.
And what I understood earlier, we had Dr. DeGennaro earlier in one of our segments, that one of the treatments actually not only can help with leukemia and lymphoma, but also colon cancer is another treatment also that can help with too. I didn't know that.
I did not know that either. And it's, you know, everybody thinks the only way to detect colon cancer is to have a colonoscopy, but there's other tests out there where they just do a test. You send a sample, so that's good too. So all these advances in medicine are amazing. You know, I myself have multiple sclerosis, and I'm on a treatment plan where I could bike 30 miles and run 7, and I feel like the greatest shape of my life. So coming to these events are really uplifting, and seeing Rita in remission year after year after year is just a blessing.
Well, I must say, you and Rita are two success stories. I'm just proud to call you my friends. I love you so much.
I love you too, Jim.
And
it's nice to be here.
It's really great that you're doing this every year for a wonderful cause. I'm proud to be a part of this.
Yeah, I'm proud to be a part of this as well.
All right. Cheryl Sincotta, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank
great
you.
Seeing you again.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with my good friend Cheryl Sincotta. Again, she's been one of the walkers here for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Again, she's walking in honor of her friend Rita Polsoni, who, again, is a cancer survivor. That's one of the main reasons we are here tonight, and they do this each and every year. My name is Jim Cleefield, and we're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more, the services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
So you want tickets to Hamilton? I know, who doesn't? Well, the New York Post says the next best thing to seeing Hamilton, and for a tenth of the cost, is Spamilton. Yes, Spamilton, the hit off-Broadway musical spoof from the writer and creator of the legendary Forbidden Broadway. The New York Times raves, Spamilton is smart, silly, and convulsively funny. It's now in its second smash year, and right now is your shot to get tickets from only $25. So visit Spamilton.com today.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a cool, crisp Saturday evening here at Kingsland Point County Park here in Sleepy Hollow. We're here for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Westchester and Lower Hudson Valleys 2017 Light the Night. I'm Jim Cleefield, your host, along with the Mixmaster, Matt Kay, and our engineer. We want to remind you, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Reynolds, J.P. McKell Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Remember, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Well, joining me now, my latest guest, I'm pleased to have with us here a really good friend of mine, and Cheryl Sincotta, who we've walked with her for many, many years at this event, dating back to our days at Playland. She's a cancer survivor, and her name is Rita Polsoni. Rita, good to have you with us tonight, and so good to see you.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Tell us about your story, Rita. Again, you are a cancer survivor, and this walk has certainly been benefiting you for many years. Tell us about how this all started.
Well, I was cancer. I had cancer lymphoma. In 2007, I was diagnosed with cancer, and I went through 5 months of chemo, and I've been in remission now for 10 years. I've been coming to this walk since 2009, I believe. I lost track, but I've had six guide dogs, so I'm totally blind as well.
Yeah, we should mention too. You've been fighting blindness as well, and again, this is your sixth guide dog you've had, right?
Yes. My sixth guide dog as well, yes. Yeah.
And the name is Mary Beth?
Her name is Mary Beth, yes.
And has she been very good to you?
Yes, she's been good to me. And I've got her last May.
Yeah. Well, again, yeah, this walk that we've been doing for many years, Rita, I mean, Cheryl and I have been doing it for, I guess, roughly 10 years now. I've lost track myself, but the fact that raising so much money for this worthy cause has prolonged your life and the lives of many people, not only around here, but all across the country.
Oh, yes. I've raised a lot of money over the years. I believe cancer should be cured. And I believe there's so many people that are so sick that we should find a cure for this cancer. That's what I believe. I believe that the government has a cure, but they haven't come out with it yet.
That's true. But as I'm sure you've heard, Rita, and we talked about it earlier, that there are many new treatment breakthroughs that have come out since the last time I've done this walk with you. And to me, that's a very encouraging sign.
Oh, yes. It's coming through. It's just a matter of time, I think. And Cheryl and Louise are my two best friends, and they've been walking with me all these years for a long time now.
And again, to repeat, the mission statement of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, ladies and gentlemen, is to find the cure for lymphoma, Hodgkin's disease, and cancers like that. And that's what they're trying to do. And with your help in raising money, that can become a reality, not only for Rita, but again, many people all across the country.
So if anyone still wants to donate, my name is Rita Pulsoni, and you can send the email, ritapulsoni@verizon.net. And maybe I can donate. So far, I believe I raised $1,100 this year.
Wonderful.
So far.
Wonderful news, Rita. That's really great, not only for you, but as I said, other cancer patients like you around the area.
Yes.
All right. Rita Pulsoni, thanks for joining us, and continued good health to you, my friend.
Thank you very much, and thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Again, Rita Pulsoni, ladies and gentlemen. Again, she's a cancer survivor who, again, has been doing the walk with me and Cheryl and many others for a long, long time. And again, it's just great being a part of this wonderful event. Again, we're live. Westchester Talk Radio is here at Kingsland Point Park in Sleepy Hollow for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Westchester and Lower Hudson Valley Chapters 2017 Light the Night. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break and be back with more right after this.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a fresh floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals in Armonk and Grey Rock Florist in Valhalla. A box of heavenly chocolates from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A social media consultation from MSM Designs. And a happy hour party at Saltaire Oyster Bar and Fish House in Portchester.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize. A visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit FaceliftsPainting.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio broadcasting live on a cool, crisp Saturday evening here at Kingsland Point County Park in Sleepy Hollow. We're here for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Westchester and Lower Hudson Valley Chapters 2017 Light the Night. I'm Jim Cleafield, your host, along with the mixmaster, Maddie Kay, and our engineer. And as always, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals.
And we'd like to give a special thanks to Durante Rentals for providing the power tonight for Westchester Talk Radio.
Yes, we do. Thank you, Matt. We really appreciate it. Also, J.P. McKell Pest Management and Northeast Environmental. Remember, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. Joining me now, my latest guest, another friend of ours who we've had a chance to walk with for the last few years. I'm pleased to have with us Louise Iyengar. Is that right?
That's right.
And she's walked with me and Cheryl and Rita, our cancer survivor, for the last few years now. Louise, it's good to have you with us. And tell us your story about how you got involved with this walk the first time out.
Well, I've been going with my friend Rita. She and I've been sort of working with her on a Facebook page, and she's always had pictures of herself doing the walk. So for the past 3 years, I've joined her and her guide dog Mary Beth and Cheryl and Jim. So I've always enjoyed it, and this is a cause that's really dear to my heart. So I'm just really pleased to be a part of it.
Well, we've had a chance to walk not only here. This is the second year that the walk has taken place here at Kingsland. But before that, we walked at Playland. So how does walking here at this location differ from what we did at Playland?
Oh, this is a gorgeous location. The lighthouse, just walking along the river, it's just really a beautiful night and a really scenic, nice walk and a wonderful, wonderful cause.
And speaking of that, Louise, of course, you're near and dear to this cause because your family was afflicted by this cancer. Tell us about that story.
Oh, yeah. I have my father's brother. His family lives in North Carolina, and they do the night walk there. My uncle had a sad story. In the 1950s, his daughter had leukemia, and she passed away at the age of 2. And there's a real feeling. I think my father's a physician, and he feels that with the advances currently made, that she would have had much more of a chance in this day and age. My uncle did pass away also from leukemia as well, but he was in his late 70s. So, but it is a cause that my family certainly cares about, and we really do hope to see the disease eradicated, leukemia and lymphoma and all blood cancers.
Well, as you've been hearing, Louise, I mean, since the last time we did this walk last year, that there have been breakthroughs and some treatments.
Absolutely.
Sadly, too late to save any of the family members you lost, but for patients like Rita and
yes.
all those around the country, it gives them some hope. We haven't found the cure, of course, but it gives them hope to extend their lives much longer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There have been amazing strides, and for that, we're really, really grateful. And we hope that strides continue to be made and that the cancer is totally eradicated and treatments become less harsh. And so that's why we all participate and hope for all the hope and pray for a cure.
How much money do you individually hope to raise? I think Cheryl said we heard like $1,100 or something.
Yeah, we raised.
Rita said $1,100.
Yeah, our team raised $1,100.
Yes.
So, we're hoping maybe to have some fundraising strategies next year. But we've doubled what we did last year, so we're very pleased.
Well, from what I'm told from this event tonight alone, they're expecting to raise $1 million. We have about 5,000 walkers expected. A very good turnout and a very cool evening here. So, again, it is a really worthy cause, and if anybody wants to learn more about donating, of course, they could always go to the website for that. For the Leukemia Lymphoma Society here in the Hudson Valley in Westchester, they certainly can do that. And whatever you can give, I mean, whatever amount it is, every little bit helps, not only for Rita, but again, any other patients in the region and across the country as well.
Absolutely.
All right, Louise, pleasure having you with us, and have some fun tonight, okay?
Thank you. Will do.
Again, we're talking with Louise Iyengar. Again, she's another walker. She's walked with me, Cheryl, and Rita Prosani, the cancer survivor. We've done this for the last few years now. We really enjoy it every time we get together. Again, we're broadcasting live. Westchester Talk Radio is from here at Kingsland Point County Park in Sleepy Hollow. We're here for the 2017 Light the Night. That's being done by the Westchester and the Lower Hudson Valley chapter of Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And I want to mention, too, by the way, there's something new for this year called a pavilion here. It's a Remembers Pavilion that's being done here for the first time. It's an interactive display where you can remember somebody you've lost or perhaps just taking a few moments to realize what Light the Night is all about. Again, it's a Remembrance Pavilion, and that is actually here for the first time at the park for those of you who are listening and want to come check that out. We're going to step aside for just a moment and take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Contractors, can't find the construction equipment you need?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. Durante Rentals has it all, from skid steers to cement mixers, light towers to mini excavators, generators to scissor lifts. Our equipment is always available and always well-maintained.
Are you worried about employee downtime due to equipment delivery delays?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. At Durante Rentals, on-time delivery of your construction equipment is our priority.
Is your job site located in New York, New Jersey, or Connecticut?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. With 7 metro area locations, Durante Rentals has got you covered.
Do you want to be treated as more than just a
the number?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. As a family-owned business, customer service has always been Durante Rentals' number one priority.
Are you looking to save time and money on your next construction project?
Call 1-800-DURANTI. The friendly and knowledgeable staff at Durante Rentals makes renting equipment easy and affordable.
With locations in Mount Vernon, the Bronx, West Nyack, Flushing, Queens, Carmel, Elmsford, and Brewster, call Durante Rentals at 1-800-DURANTI or click DuranteRentals.com.
Durante Rentals, the most dependable name in construction equipment rentals, sales, parts, and service. Call 1-800-DURANTI today.
You'd probably rather use that extra cash to go on vacation, but the contaminated soil around your oil tank needs attention. Northeast Environmental is Westchester's premier provider for underground storage tank removals and environmental services. Call Northeast Environmental, 777-1930, and take care of your dirt.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We've been broadcasting live here on a fine, cool, crisp Saturday evening. We've been here for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Westchester and Hudson Valley Chapter 2017 Light the Night Walk. It has been a gorgeous evening as the walkers are getting ready to go all across this wonderful park during a fine evening. And again, this is for a very, very worthy cause. As we said, the mission statement for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is basically this: to find a cure for blood cancers. And that really has been their mission statement for a long, long time. And as you've been hearing this evening, we've been hearing about all these treatment breakthroughs, but really it's all about the cure. And that's what the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is all about. Again, to cure leukemia, lymphoma, Hodgkin's disease, and myeloma, and to improve the quality of life of patients and their families. And as I said, of course, it's going to be a wonderful night for the walk. We want to thank all of our guests who have joined us tonight. As we said, Rita Polsoni, a cancer survivor. Also our walkers, my friend Cheryl Sincada. Also Louise who joined us. And so many other guests that we really, really appreciate. And the wonderful volunteers who just do a fantastic job with this each and every year. And again, they're expected to raise about $1 million with about 5,000 walkers taking place. Well, we certainly hope you enjoyed our broadcast tonight, and it's been a pleasure. And as we said, we're getting ready, of course, for a wonderful walk this evening. Again, we've been broadcasting live, and just a reminder, we're produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Facelifts Painting, Reverso Associates, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Wartburg, Durante Rentals, J.P. McHale Pest Management, and Northeast Environmental. Don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes at Westchester Talk, and you can like us on Facebook, too, Westchester Talk Radio. On behalf of all my crew, Matty the K, Mixmaster, Matt Cann, thank you for helping us tonight.
Thank you very much, Jimmy, and hopefully they find the cure for this.
Yes, we do, and that's what it's all about, finding the cure. And, of course, to our friend Andrew Castellano, Shark Media, Shark Creative, thanks so much for your help as well in arranging these wonderful events. And, of course, to the people of Leukemia and Lymphoma Society local chapter, thanks for your help as well. And to you at home, our audience, we hope you enjoyed this evening with us as well, and hope you have a really nice rest of the weekend. Thanks so much for joining us. Make it a great week. We'll see you next time. Take care, everybody.
Shark Creative.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Peak and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.
Shark Creative.